building meaningful connections, the foundation of our fullest life. Our fullest life begins the second we start living like we're not the only one in it. This simple yet profound realization is the cornerstone of my book, Read the Room, the holistic guide to build and sustain meaningful relationships for life. In this comprehensive guide, I will walk you through the essential strategies to create and sustain personal connections that are pivotal to our happiness, success, and well-being. Chummer, understanding the importance of relationships, whether it's with coworkers, friends, family, or even a stranger at the grocery store, our relationships with other people are the bedrock of our emotional and relational health. These connections are not just incidental. They are the very fabric that weaves our lives together. By recognizing the value of these relationships, we can begin to cultivate a life that is richer, more fulfilling, and more meaningful. Reading social dynamics and empathetic intuition. To build meaningful connections, it is crucial to learn how to read social dynamics and empathetically intuit the needs and emotions of others. This involves more than just observing people. It requires a deep understanding of the subtle cues and underlying emotions that drive human behavior. By developing this skill, you can better connect with others on a deeper level. For instance, imagine walking into a meeting where the atmosphere is tense. Instead of just noticing the tension, you take a moment to understand the underlying causes. Perhaps there is a conflict between team members or a looming deadline that is causing stress. By empathetically intuiting these dynamics, you can address the root issues and help to diffuse the tension, creating a more harmonious and productive environment. Letting your character lead your character is the foundation upon which all your relationships are built. It is the sum of your values, principles, and actions that define who you are and how others perceive you. When you let your character lead, you are not just building relationships. You are building trust, respect, and a reputation that precedes you. Consider a scenario where you are faced with a difficult decision at work. Instead of opting for the easy way out or choosing what might be most beneficial to you personally, you decide to take the high road, even if it means facing challenges. This decision reflects your character and demonstrates to others that you are reliable, honest, and committed to doing what is right. Such actions build strong, lasting relationships that are grounded in mutual respect and trust. Chakakir, ye building relationships you didn't know you could have. Often, we limit ourselves to the relationships we already have or those that seem easily accessible. However, there are countless opportunities to build relationships that we might not have considered before. This could be a colleague from a different department, a neighbor, or even someone you meet at a social event. For example, imagine attending a networking event where you meet someone who works in a completely different field. Instead of just exchanging business cards and moving on, you take the time to engage in a meaningful conversation. You learn about their passions, challenges, and goals, and you find common ground that you can build upon. This initial connection can blossom into a valuable relationship that opens up new opportunities and enriches your life in ways you never anticipated. Tapping into your authority and influence. Each of us possesses a unique authority and influence that we may not fully recognize. This authority is not just about power or position, it is about the impact we can have on others through our actions, words, and presence. By tapping into this authority, you can build relationships that are not just personal, but also influential. Think about a situation where you are leading a team project. Instead of just giving orders, you use your influence to inspire and motivate your team members. You recognize their strengths and weaknesses, provide constructive feedback, and empower them to take ownership of their tasks. This approach not only builds strong relationships within the team, but also fosters a collaborative and productive work environment. Viewing selflessness and empathy as renewable resources. Selflessness and empathy are often seen as finite resources that can be depleted if used too much. However, I argue that these qualities are renewable and can actually grow stronger the more we practice them. By viewing selflessness and empathy in this light, we can cultivate a mindset that is always ready to give and connect with others. For instance, consider a friend who is going through a tough time. Instead of feeling drained by their needs, you approach the situation with empathy and selflessness. You listen to them, offer support, and help them find solutions to their problems. In doing so, You not only help your friend, but also strengthen your relationship and build a deeper connection. Thriving in emotional and relational health. The tools and lessons outlined in Read the Room are designed to help you thrive in real emotional and relational health. By applying these strategies, you can unlock the limitless possibilities for your career and life. It is about creating a life where relationships are not just a necessity, but a source of joy, support, and growth. Imagine waking up every morning feeling connected, valued, and supported by the people around you. This is not just a dream. It is a reality that you can create by reading the room, understanding social dynamics, letting your character lead, building unexpected relationships, tapping into your authority and influence, and viewing selflessness and empathy as renewable resources. Conclusion: changing your world by reading the room. In the end, it all comes down to one simple yet powerful act: reading the room. By doing so, you are not just observing your surroundings. You are engaging with the world around you in a meaningful way. You are building connections, fostering growth, and creating a life that is full of purpose and fulfillment. So take the first step today. Start living like you're not the only one in the room. Read the room and watch your world change. Our fullest life begins the second we start living like we're not the only one in it. Let's make that second count.